Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater.
It was the best hour and a half of my life.
That's what one patient called it. This is Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center, and I believe your initial health assessment should be long enough to find out why you're sick. Call for an appointment with me, Dr. David Wick, at 651-342-2083. So let's say that you're among those who have decided to start 2017 out with a new exercise plan. Perhaps you've seen or heard the U.S. government's recommendations that we challenge ourselves every week with 150 minutes of moderate-intensity exercises or 75 minutes of high-intensity exercises. This includes a variety of aerobic exercises and a couple sessions of muscle-strengthening exercises. If planned correctly, that amount of exercise is quite doable. It doesn't interrupt our other activities much and can be done on a little here and a little there basis. Even as little as 10-minute bursts have demonstrated the same benefits as a 30-minute chunk of exercise. The key is knowing that moderate intensity exercise is defined as activity that boosts your heart rate to between 64 and 76% of your maximum heart rate. These are based partially on your age and weight and are worth calculating before you start your exercise plan. There are resources to help with that at various fitness centers, but I'll also include that information on my Healthy Living blog. I strongly recommend wearing a heart rate monitor during your exercise. That tends to work a bit better than the traditional methods of taking one's pulse. They're also very convenient, sometimes even allowing connection to the cardio equipment you might use at a gym. In her book, Secrets from the Eating Lab, Dr. Tracy Mann dives into deep but enjoyable discussions about her research and others on how diets succeed and fail and what we should do in response. Of course, no discussion of weight loss is complete without including some thoughts about exercise. In her chapter about the real reasons to exercise, Dr. Mann writes, "If you've ever stuck with an exercise program for a while, you probably noticed all sorts of perks. You likely had more energy, were in a better mood, looked great in your clothes, slept more soundly, and perhaps even learned that your resting heart rate or blood pressure had lowered. Exercise offers all of these benefits and many more. You may also have noticed, with some frustration, that you didn't lose a huge amount of weight. The truth is, exercise doesn't typically lead to dramatic weight loss. What exercise can do, though, is help you get to the low end of your set range, to your leanest livable weight, and stay there." Dr. Mann's words sum things up pretty well. There are many good reasons to exercise, but Biggest Loser-style weight loss probably isn't among them. The exercises we perform are always related to our nutrition, whether we know it or not. A healthy diet sustains exercise, and healthy exercise promotes good nutrition. If one exercises simply to lose a lot of weight, he or she will probably suffer from burnout before long. As I like to say, you can't outrun a bad diet. Sooner or later, the consequences of your nutrition will catch up with you. Eat well and exercise sensibly, and you'll be solidly on the path to healthy living.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.